AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I want a divorce.
No, you don't. You can't have one.
I've thought about this a lot. I really don't want to be married to you anymore.
Well, why do you want a divorce? I mean, did I do something? Did I not do something?
I can't give you specifics, Oliver.
Well, try.
I don't want to try.
Is there somebody else? Another man?
No.
A woman?
You wish.
I mean, I should be the one trying to get the divorce. You know, I mean, I'm the one rushed to the hospital suffering from the severe...
Indigestion.
Oh, you're such an expert, aren't you? Making me look like a jerk.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm the bad person. Let's just blame me for this.
No. I think you owe me, after this many pretty goddamn good years of marriage, a solid reason. I worked my ass off to make enough money to provide you with a good life. And you owe me a reason that makes sense. So let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear it.
Because when I watch you eat, when I see you asleep, when I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
That's Kathleen Turner talking to Michael Douglas in the movie The War of the Roses. That dates from 1989, and it was a classic instantly. With me is Lisa Cannon, who's head of Studio DMG Media. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It never fears to make me laugh. I love that movie. It's fantastic. 1989, an absolute classic.
Sassy script, absolutely.
Sassy script.
But you know, our theme this morning is remakes that just didn't cut.
Indeed. You know, because sometimes Hollywood decides to dust off the older films and remake them for modern audiences. And the result doesn't, to be honest, quite live up to the mark. And I watched The Roses recently, which they've been pushing a lot. Benedict Cumberbatch, Olivia Colman, two very plummy, incredibly Oscar-winning actors between them both, you know, with the Steeds of Rada and everything else in between. But honest to God, it was awful. You know, the pitch and...
was a complete remake. I mean, they took the remake. Same themes and the same scenario and did it again.
They did it again. So here we have The War of the Roses that we just played the clip from, which is absolutely wonderful. It was a kind of biting black comedy of the time of domestic warfare and divorce. It's very, very funny, but there's a dark end to it. It grossed 160 million worldwide and was praised, of course, for not only the razor sharp satire that it was, but the dark humour. And then fast forward to this year, The Roses, it really doesn't reimagine the story at all because the performances are strong, that's fine, but it's actually meant to be set in California. And if you watch the movie, you will absolutely know. It looks like Ireland, looks like Devon. The whole emotional realism doesn't work. It's a bummer. It's a real bummer of a remake.
Let's have a listen to the bummer. Listen.
She has been living and supporting this bottom-feeding piece of carrying his endless failures and needy mummy helped me anguish for 15 years. So just agree you'll off now. We'll never see you again and she'll throw you $100,000.
Okay. My thoughts. How about we take 25% of the restaurants and the house and we'll be good?
Okay. Look, I just want the house.
Don't talk.
Oh, you're not having the house.
Don't talk. Okay, well, that seems like in our ballpark. So
okay, my client designed and built that award-winning house that your sociopathic whole of a client now claims as hers.
Hey!
What? I thought the lawyers were being mean. Isn't that... No? It's part of the theater. Please don't talk. It's very undermining.
Let's be a little bit more British about this. Polite, courteous, rational.
Yeah, it's not like it's in our blood to pillage, murder, and enslave other cultures to get what we want.
Don't talk.
Okay, we want everything. The end.
That's not negotiating.
No, it's winning. $100,000, and he walks out of here with his face still attached. Right, Bruno?
You can't have the house, Ivy. I designed it. I built it. All I want. You can have everything. Everything else. I take the house, we walk out of here. Firm handshake and get on with our lives.
We'll take it.
No.
No.
You want the divorce? I want the house.
We're winning here. You get the company. Buy a new house.
No.
I can hear what they're saying.
Okay, we get the house too. The end.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Clients and lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't guess that, it was the divorce lawyers with of course, Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch there. It just loses the dark comedy. It loses the realism and the biting kind of 1980s materialism. It's like a play, if anyone's listening to that. Whereas the first clip we played, it's just really laugh out loud funny, you know?
Now, they've tried to remake all sorts of movies like Casablanca and so on. Didn't necessarily cut it. But what about Psycho?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to the original.
The cruel eye studying you. My mother there. But she's harmless. She's as harmless as one of those stuffed birds.
I am sorry. I only felt... It seems she's hurting you. I meant well.
People always mean well. They cluck their thick tongues and shake their heads and suggest, oh, so very delicately. Of course, I've suggested it myself. But I hate to even think about it. She needs me. It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
We all go a little mad sometimes. Anthony Perkins is Norman Bates in the original Psycho. What's the new one like?
Well, I mean, that's very chilling, 1960s, you know, considered one of the best movies ever made. The 1998 Gus Van Sant stars Vince Vaughn. Do I need to say any more after the name Vince Vaughn? And Anne Heche. It was a shot-for-shot remake, but done in colour.
So they took the screenplay and just copied it.
Why?
But did it in colour.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, imagine dissecting and completely lambasting a masterpiece just for your own ego and, you know, sabotaging something that was incredibly crafted. So, yes, it earned about 37 million worldwide on a 25 million budget. So not a total disaster, but the audience and critics kind of, we all ask the same question. Mm. Why remake it at all? And I think that's what we're talking about today.
Yes,
so many
and we will continue our conversation on this next week as well. But why do remakes generally fail? I mean, are any of them successful?
Some are, but I think, you know, sometimes the substance and the surprise of remaking something unique, you know, it doesn't hit the mark for many reasons. I think updating visuals, sometimes, you know, say what we would call CGI, you know, iconic twists are changed.
I mean, you have to say Titanic. When you think of the old black and white one, A Night to Remember, and then we had Titanic from Cameron, I mean, that hit the mark.
That hit the mark. But then you look at something like Arthur, starring Dudley Moore in 1981, an absolute classic. Of course, he rolls up in his Rolls Royce, you know, to the Waldorf Astoria. And then you have Russell Brand in the remake. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, no, no.
And I suppose for people who saw the original, there's an element of nostalgia. It's not as good as the original. But with a new audience, do they work or not?
Some do, some don't. But I mean, even if you talk about the Planet of the Apes, you know, the 1968 version and then the Planet of the Apes 2001 version, I think, you know, Tim Burton's reimagining, you know, would be, I would think, on the fence of being something that's uniquely good. But then for me, something like The Wicker Man, they just didn't hit the mark with that as well. But then there's other movies, you know, Ghostbusters, I always felt that was untouchable, but they remade it anyway. The list could go on. We could be here till Christmas talking about remakes.
And we will continue our conversation next week. Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much for joining us. Now, coming up later in News Talk, all the answers to auto enrollment.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.